And this week's guest is Betsy Evans, our library director and beloved community member, well-known around campus and also our boss. So she is a previous outreach librarian with an affable familiarity. She volunteers at Sunshine House, is VP of the Public Library Board, and cares for her two dogs and livestock chickens in her limited spare time. We'll get more into her history with library shortly. Betsy, welcome to the show.
It is such a pleasure to be here. I'm so thrilled.
Yeah, we're happy to have you here. Please do not fire us if any of the questions come up weird.
This is a safe space.
Safe space. All right, cool.
That's so nice.
Job security. Gotta love that, right?
Yeah. Well, how's your day been so far? Busy. Running around. I got my comfy shoes on today.
I noticed that.
But
love the tennies. Yeah.
Windy. Loving it.
Cool. That's good. I saw a meme earlier that was like, those meteorologists ain't lying. That wind is windy. Something. Anyway.
What does our library mean to you?
Our library means just learning for our students, our staff, our faculty, us as library staff. In general, I just think libraries are about lifelong learning, which is just having access to information and using that information for good.
I like it.
She answered both first two questions right off the bat. So
I skipped.
No, it's fine. I mean,
it's almost like you were prepared.
You were. Yeah, I took a sneak peek.
What are your favorite subjects to learn about? You mentioned lifelong learning. So what do you like to learn about these days?
Well, right now I'm spending a lot of time learning about chickens.
Yeah.
That was our pandemic hobby, so we got really into chickens at our house. We are also undertaking some home projects, so I've been learning more about just how some practical skills in home ownership. In terms of academia, I'm adjuncting. I'm teaching a sustainability class, so I took that class at Sol Ross a few years ago, and I've been kind of going back through it as an instructor now, reading along, so keeping up with my students and what's happening in sustainability.
Is this your first semester teaching a class?
I taught freshman first year seminar.
Oh, yeah.
And that was an in-person class, so I've switched gears to teaching online, and I've just got four students, so they're all four completely different humans, and it's been really fun to get to know them and their learning styles and kind of adapting along the way.
Cool. I like that.
So this job has its nice perks for you. It lets you dip your hands in whatever you need to learn about should it come up, huh?
I think that's one of the best parts about working at a library is that you can kind of steer your ship. I hope that you guys feel the same way about your jobs.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, there are certain things that we need to do. We need to make information accessible, you know, all this whole spectrum of information accessible to our constituents here, you know, our students, staff, faculty, greater community. But we get to kind of see where our hearts take us in terms of what we're interested in, what we want to learn about.
Nice.
We're exposed to a lot.
Yeah, definitely we are. I mean, we have quite the collection.
Yeah.
It lets us really peek into some things that might catch our attention. So yeah, I definitely agree with that. So when did you start working here in Sol Ross at the library specifically?
Here at Sol Ross, I started in 2016, mm-hmm. September 2016. I just got a memory on Facebook today that I was in graduate school 10 years ago.
So, oh, wow.
I was in grad school 10 years ago. I worked in a public library in Austin for a few years. I worked at the Legislative Reference Library in Austin at the state capitol.
Wow.
That was my first library job.
Okay, that's awesome.
And then,
did you like that?
Oh, I loved it.
Okay,
yeah. I was a library clerk, you know, lowest of the totem pole, but it was a beautiful place to work.
Yeah. It just seems to me that would feel boring. But I'm glad that you liked it.
So you started, boom, lowest of the totem pole, and now you're at the top of the totem pole. How does that change? How does that feel now?
It feels so good. Yeah. I mean, and I love interacting, and this no way says what I think about the quality of our student assistants, but, you know, they are our front line. They are the low totem pole. They're the library clerks of our library, and I love seeing, I mean, you started as,
yeah.
Edwin started as a library assistant, as a student. I love seeing when they have the little spark in their eye.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
liking what they do and getting lost in the stacks and doing the things that I was doing as a library clerk.
Well, that's good. You have the perspective from starting in the front line, as you called them, and now you also have the perspective of overlooking everything. So.
And I'm learning every day.
Still. That's good.
Yeah. I think our student assistants have the best job on campus, honestly.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean.
And, yeah, I agree. Yeah. They have a great job, and they have great coworkers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Speaking of our vast collection and our unique holdings, we're going to skip to the last question I have for you.
Yes, we do.
Talk about something notable in our collection, something that you, maybe no other libraries have, and that can include things in our archives.
Well, our archives in general is, like, the holdings there are so unique, so special, and I'm just getting the tip of the iceberg of what's there. The more I talk to our former archivist, Melita Bell, the more I realize that there are some really special things up there. For me, I think the notable thing that I love about our collection is just walking around the third floor and pulling off some of the older books, the things that came from the Aldrich collection. So that was like the original personal library of a Texas Ranger who started the library as a seed library in the 20s when the university got started.
I didn't know any of this.
And we're just learning because we just found a plaque that we have to learn a little bit more about.
Cool.
That sort of thanks a bunch of different individuals and families for making that possible. And I just love how, you know, I just saw an article on Literary Hub earlier today about some scientist has figured out why we like to smell old books, and there's like some olfactory sense that really it's attractive to certain people, and apparently librarians are those people.
Interesting.
Okay, that's cool.
But you can be walking on our third floor stacks, and there's just some of those old bindings, the like really deep blue, like Edwin's shirt, like mm-hmm. with the gold lettering, yeah. And they just pop out at you, and you pick it up, and you're like, what is this? And those are the things that I love about libraries, and that's when I was an undergrad, walking through my undergrad library on a Friday night, because I was a nerd, like make a thermos of tea and go to the library and just walk around and see what jumps out at you. That was, I just think those are the notable things. And in that way, everybody's got something that's going to jump out.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So with that in mind, since you said a lot of these books have jumped out at you, can you think of any book in our collection that you would say is like Betsy's favorite book? Like, I absolutely love this book.
That's an impossible question for librarians.
I mean, I know, really, but like, we all got to have at least one.
What's your favorite book?
My favorite book currently is a series by author Brandon Mule known as Beyonders.
Okay. Do we have it in our collection yet?
No, but we do have Fablehaven, also by him as well. Fantasy adventure type of book. Very fun to read if you have any spare time. But yeah, see, that's my favorite series of books.
Wow, good job.
My favorite book is usually the last book that I read.
Same.
Oh, okay. I mean, no, it's true.
Yeah, because it's the freshest in your mind. You're like, oh, yeah, I loved this about it and this, and it's like...
Because you can talk about it a lot more.
There's so many different genres of favorite book, like book that emotionally impacted you the most, or book that made you laugh the most, or book that made you think the most. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, yeah, it does come down to being a difficult question, but yeah, no.
But I think series is a good way to almost skirt the question because it's not like a favorite book. It's like, oh, I loved getting lost in this fantasy world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
So you cheated, but it's fine.
I cheated? Oh, okay. I've been called out. That's cool.
Yeah. What's the coolest library you've ever visited?
Coolest library? Legislative Reference Library. Shout out to... Capitol was, it's a really awesome library. One thing I loved about it was that it was pretty boring and normal on the regular ground floor, but they had this extra storage that was kind of like only the staff got to go up there. It was kind of a rickety scaffold type of situation, painted white, and I really liked that.
Is this library associated with the LBJ library?
No,
okay.
No, I mean, only in that they're probably both
in Austin.
Agencies.
Yeah.
Seattle Public Library. I visited Seattle with my family a few years ago, and it's one of those that's in all the top library architecture magazines. Yeah. It's very beautiful. Do y'all have libraries that you love around the world?
The San Fran Library. Are we allowed to curse?
Librarians curse too.
I mean, cursing is part of it.
The San Fran Library, cool. Like, just the stairs around it, like, it's like you feel like you could get lost in it. Like, it's really cool. Windows everywhere. The main library, I'm sure there's multiple libraries in San Francisco. It's huge. And then just the programming that they have to provide services to people who need them. Like, they are kind of at the forefront of librarians becoming social workers and making sure that people have what they need beyond books. So, cool space, great staff, great services. Another library I really loved, also in California, the Rancho Santa Margarita Public Library, I think is where it was. They had fireplaces in the library. It was so nice.
Oh, love.
Wow. Felt like a, like, I don't know, living room. It was so welcoming and nice. And they had a huge video game collection. That was cool, too. But it was my first time seeing that, so.
Nice.
Those are mine.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
You got a favorite, Edwin?
It's the Great Library of Alexandria. No, I mean, for now, my favorite one is still the one I work at. Aww. Because when I came here into Sol Ross, it became like my second home. It made it easier to get acclimated, you know, to being here on campus, being new and everything. And, I mean, so far, yeah, it's top of my list until I don't know, meet some crazy other library. I don't know.
I do love our library here. So many windows. Like, yeah. From the third floor, you can see the whole town. It's really nice.
Yeah, like, there's a spot. There's a window in almost every spot where you can just sit down and read, and you have, like, a pretty nice view of either the campus or of the town itself.
Yeah. I have a wonderful view of McDonald's from my
Those golden arches.
Those golden arches. We call that the Alpine logo now because it looks like the Twin Sisters, you know?
Oh, that's a nice way to look at it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Look at it. Never thought about it. Though.
It's fine. The TWU Library, also a really cool library, and it's modeled after the State Capitol building.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Very cool. Does it have
so it feels
rotunda?
Like it has a big rotunda. Wow. Really cool. It may even have the same, like, well, I don't know, because they have, like, Greek goddesses and stuff all around the top of there. It's beautiful. Very interesting. Very cool. And that's the first library I worked at, so I think that's just, like,
maybe that's with that's me and the legislative reference library.
Yeah, you have a special connection with the first library you're working at, I think. For sure.
It always is that, huh? Yeah, it's always the first library you work at that you do. Like, that's
you never forget your first. So sorry.
Okay. One little humor right there. So, what would be your dream library to work at? If you one day had to say goodbye to this library, what would be your dream library?
Or just a dream library to visit.
Yeah. Just
to visit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I love working here. Yeah. And, you know, the more I learn about our collections, the more it is a dreamy library, a dreamy place to be. Have you guys visited the herbarium on campus?
What is that?
So lesser known, but Dr. Powell, he's a professor emeritus, and he heads up the herbarium, which is like a library of plants.
Cool. So not the greenhouse.
No, not the greenhouse. Okay. It's in the Warnock Science Building. We got to go. I can't go because every time I go, I spend too many hours there, and I'm like, I have a job. But he's so knowledgeable, and he's been in charge of it for a really long time. But it's just cabinets and cabinets of actual specimens of plants.
Cool.
And when you think about it, it's just a plant library. I mean, it's so much more than that, but it's a library for plants. And I like the whole special library concept. So I'm kind of, I don't know if it's all, is this an all librarian thing? Like, do we all like things in miniature? And do we all like things like in categories? There's just something about seeing a bunch of things organized that really
it's so satisfying.
Yeah.
I think it helps with that, like, side-by-side comparison of, like, the plants and books as well, because you can be like, oh, look at this genre compared to that genre. Look at this plant compared to that plant. It just provides that, like, easy access, I guess.
Yeah. It's dreamy. Well, we can take a field trip over there.
Yeah,
for sure. Boss,
there's a planetarium in there too, yeah?
That is a thing that's there, but I have never seen it on.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah. Well, there's the dome on top of the building.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
We've got to talk to Dr. Bhattacharjee, I think, for that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, bummer.
Oh, dang.
We'll have to do a GoFundMe for the...
I know, right?
I like it.
A Kickstarter. That'll be fun.
Yeah. That's all the questions that we have.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you would like to talk about?
Anything you want to tell us? What's the one I'm looking for? What is an interesting fact about our library that you would like our viewers to know about?
That the people that work in the library care more than they'll ever know about helping them find anything that they need. I think people don't know that. You guys are so good.
That is nice. Yeah. And it's true. Like, I feel like people so often we're just like waiting for people to come in and have a need for us to meet. We have these unique skills and like the tenacity to like find answers relentlessly. And so,
and no judgment,
right?
Yeah, like, no.
Library people do not judge.
No.
No stupid questions. No weird questions. Maybe some weird ones, but we won't judge you.
No, we won't.
It's literally like illegal for us to judge or even make note of the request. Did you know this?
No, actually, I didn't know that. I did not know that I was illegal.
We've got a code of conduct.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not know.
Like librarians.
And that's why we like shred the like information that we shred, because it's like confidential, right?
Oh, okay.
Like doctor patient privilege, librarian patron privilege, kind of thing.
Look at that.
Yeah.
The more you know. Did not know that.
Okay, great. Well, we'll wrap up.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Thank you, Betsy.
Yeah, thanks for
coming.
Thanks for being
here. Thank you guys so much. I cannot wait to listen, to watch, to see everybody else.
Yeah, it should be. It should honestly be fun. Really liking this. Thank you for being our first guest of honor.
The guinea pig. Happy to do it.
Thank you.